Hello, my name is Pete Davis. Welcome to The Brand Podcast, the podcast by creative-minded people made for creative-minded people. Live your brand. In this inaugural episode, I'm going to be discussing the reason behind the podcast, the sort of discussions you're likely to hear, and ultimately, the goal I've set out. So what is The Brand Podcast and why? Great question. The brand was originally devised as an outlet for me after a training in graphic design during the lockdown. I went into the course looking at gaining new knowledge and skills in design to not only aid me in the making of my comic strips, but also in the hope that it could spark a new career for me, especially in logo designing. But along the way, the course also fed my interest in people's branding, as well as something I was really not expecting, designing and creating pamphlets and magazines. Now, maybe it was because it was only a step away from creating comics. Maybe it unearthed a long-time wish to create my own magazine after the demise of a magazine called Wizard. But I was hooked on the idea of bringing people and ideas together, as well as showcasing my talents, and I say that in inverted commas, in what would be a living, breathing portfolio. But why branding? Branding has become something we're all aware of and unaware of all at the same time. Whether we like it or not, each and every one of us has become a brand in today's social media world. Whether you're shouting about your favourite sports team, the food you eat, your best outfit, or which side of the dodgy political spectrum you sit on, it all goes into your own individual unique brand. And I'm no different. I'm very opinionated, I'm far too open online, and my brand is just as convoluted and intricate as everyone else's. Nothing is black and white. Nothing is left or right. Nothing is wrong or right. So I want to delve into people's brands, to understand some of the reasons behind the decisions people have made, personally and professionally, because it fascinates me. But I hear you cry, why evolve that desire of making a magazine into a podcast? Everyone and their dog now has a podcast. Why you too? In putting together the magazine, I decided that along with the visual articles, I wanted to see interviews with creators about their brands. Now, whilst anyone can research people and their brands via social media or Wikipedia, the very best way to get insight into the reasons behind a brand is to speak to the horse themselves. And whilst I could, and still will, fire across questions via email, imagine the insight you can get by speaking to someone face to face, or in this case, via Zoom or Discord or Skype. So rather than simply converse via type, this devourer of podcasts wanted to create one, a conversational podcast. Also, as many of you will have guessed, I like to talk, so it's partly a vanity project, a purely selfish way for me to talk to people I'm a fan of, people I'm interested in hearing about. Now, who are you going to hear from? What sort of conversations are you likely to hear? Initially, I'm going to be talking to podcasters, actors, physical trainers, artists, event hosts, business owners, athletes, and writers, all with their own stories, their own voices, and their own experiences in building their brand. Some will be near the start of their journey, others will have spent years doing so. We'll hear their ups and downs, successes and failures, but each story will be unique to them. So what do I want to achieve from this? Honestly, there is a selfish side to this. The magazine was devised partly as a portfolio for my graphic design career, and the podcast was born in part so I could talk to people and brands that interest me. I'm completely honest about that. But it is more than that. The brand as a concept is also there to give people a voice to talk about and advertise themselves and their services. We all know about Coca-Cola and Versace and Marvel and the Yankees. But what about JG Printing? What about Tribute Press? These are the voices I'll be looking to give a platform to. Every oak tree was once an acorn, so let's build a forest. Now what of my brand? Well, first and foremost, the brand is me. Every article, every bit of design, all the blood, sweat and tears will have my DNA in it. Whether that's as a writer, an artist or as an editor, the brand will serve at least initially as a part of me. Every decision made in creating the brand, both the magazine and the podcast, along with anything that grows from them to be part of the brand media, will somewhere down the line be made by me or with my knowledge. So I have to be proud of it because it does at least in part represent me. My own business, Diamond Graphic Studios, will not only sponsor the podcast, but will also handle design for the magazine, so I do have a lot personally invested in this venture. And with around a decade of independent comic work behind me, my own IP, Living the Marred Life, will also feature at points inside the magazine. I really do believe in this project. I really do believe that your brand is so much more important today than it ever has been. So I'm asking you all to join me on a journey to discover loads of exciting brands and to grow your own brands, whilst also, hopefully, having a little bit of fun along the way.